What's going on, everybody? This is Rob Tyson, and this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. Today is Sunday, September 11, 2022. Man, the closer it gets to my birthday, I'm not just saying this, I think I've said this in another podcast episode before. I just feel like maybe I'm just getting more in tune with my mortality or accepting my mortality is getting closer and closer, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a circadian thing, I don't know if it's a universe thing, but I start getting more real as time goes on. Does that make sense? There's a lot of crap that I bullcrap throughout the years. It's some of that stuff still leaks into my everyday life. And it's like, why do you still say stuff like that, bro? And I won't share it because it's not even a big deal. It's so petty. But there's just some stuff that I'm just like, why are you still saying that shit, dude? You said that 10 years ago when you used to be this insecure little bitch boy. But as I'm getting older, I'm 35, I'm about to be 36. I'm like, dude, just be you, bro. Like, except where you came from. You grew up hard. You grew up in a rough environment. Like, looking back, man, like I had a privileged situation to it, like where I was at, but not in the United States. I was considered poor in the United States, but compared to like a poor country, I was living pretty damn good. But compared to the vast majority of, or from a socioeconomic perspective, I was living in a pretty poor conditions. And I went to hard schools, man, a bunch of gangsters, a bunch of like, I stayed clean though. I didn't do anything stupid. I mean, a lot of my friends were doing coke, selling coke. I remember going to one of my friend's house. I was in middle school. I think I was in high school, maybe ninth, 10th grade, and this dude was like, you could tell he was pushing weight, man. He had like fat cars. But he lived in a trap house, dude. I mean, this house was a trap. Like, all the lights were off and shit. And I remember walking in there, and like, this dude was like, "Here, take a key, take a bump." And I was like, "Man, what the fuck is this guy talking about?" And he's like, "Take a bump, dude. This was a trap house. Like, the floorboards were like made of wood. There was holes in the floorboards, and like, people actually lived in the house, but it was dark. The whole block was dark." And I was like, so I remember just like doing it, and I remember just spitting it all out. I was like, what did I just do? I had no idea what I just did, but the reason he was doing that is to make sure that we weren't cops or something. I was like, dude, we're in high school. Why, how are we cops? You know what I'm saying? But that's the type of environment I grew up in, man. And like, I'm 100,000 times more sophisticated than I've ever been in my life, because all I do now is I research about stuff that I care about, which is, really understanding the healthcare industry so that we could really make a difference as an organization and helping companies get affordable healthcare for their employees while they can still stay profitable, as opposed to just like draining themselves, because of the greediness or the just the capitalistic monopoly that exists in the healthcare industry right now. And I'm really passionate about that stuff, and I'm constantly researching on a daily basis, even on Saturdays and Sundays. But right now, I'm just drinking coffee and drinking my sparkling water as I take a sip. Oh my God, dead air! Everyone's gonna freaking lose their mind. Yeah, it's one thing that I've been thinking about recently. It's like, I'm just, I'm at a point where I just don't care, but I do care, if that makes sense. Like, I just do not give a shit about negativity, what people think about me. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm just me, man. Like, there was this, like, for up until recently, I really gave a crap what people thought about me. And like, here's the thing, I'm a good person. I'm a genuinely good person. I don't have any ill intentions with anybody. But I genuinely am a good person. And, the way I was brought up in my young adult life, or the path that I took really put me about 10, 20 years behind. I mean, I went to college, I got in debt. I wasn't good at school, but I'm just such a stubborn, determined person that I said I'm not going to quit until I get this degree. And man, looking back, these past couple of months, I've been reflecting on my life a lot. And looking back, man, I was like, geez, man, like that was really tough, bro. Like, there was a lot of mental obstacles that I had to overcome, from personal insecurity issues to just some deep-rooted trauma that I had from childhood. I mean, I used to just continuously embellish and lie about the littlest things. And typically, people that are emotionally damaged, but they want to better themselves, I've found and I've learned that they lie to feel f that they, to fit in, right? To feel normal, to not feel ousted more than they already feel inside. They just want to feel accepted, right? They just want to escape where they came from, and they don't want any recognition of their past to be brought up. Like, not even, they don't want any recognition for what they've overcome in their early childhood, is what I'm trying to say. And so they make up a story. And there's a lot of people out there like that, including myself, that was like that. I remember going to college and joining a fraternity, and I remember just experiencing all these other college kids just making so much money, man. Like, or they just had like Beamers, and they had, I don't know what kind of clothes, like, Gucci clothes. They were just balling, dude, and they never had to worry about anything except getting by in school. And I remember just being a person that was like, man, I wish, I wish, I wish. And that's totally the wrong mentality to have. You want to be the person that's like, and I was to a certain extent, but I still had extreme limited beliefs. I was just like, man, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. But I wouldn't like express it to other people. I would just express it to myself. I was like, damn, I wish I had that opportunity, or I didn't have to work full time and support myself and, work 40 hours a week and take 15 hours a semester and be terrible at school because I was the type of person that needed, like, let's just say average study hours was 4 hours per class. Well, I needed 8 to 15 hours per class because the way I learned things was not the way college was teaching things. I didn't learn stuff like that. Though I was deemed intelligent by just having conversations with other people at a high level, it was just, I didn't feel like I belonged there. I didn't feel like I felt like I was just an outcast the entire time, in which I was. I didn't belong in college. But, fast forwarding now to where I am currently, there are moments in time where I just have these time frames, these moments, these quiet times where I get to think to myself. And, I'm at a time right now where I'm in a crossroads. My company is slowly growing, and I'm becoming more and more and more passionate about what I do, which is group health benefits consulting, believe it or not. But when you really understand, like, the paradigm of or the issue in my industry, and you become informed and you study and read about it, you become passionate about it because you know that you're making a difference for some employee out there that can't afford healthcare cost. And you're trying to convince the head honcho at the top of an organization, hey, what about employee number 275, like, that has to get a divorce in order to get higher quality healthcare benefits, to afford higher quality health, to get subsidized healthcare? That's what I think about. And it really, really makes me passionate about what I do. But as I'm starting to grow in that area of my life, like, there's just less and less and less that I need to fulfill me at this point. besides being a great father, besides being a fantastic business owner, like there's just very little that I need. Friends, like, you know, there's a couple of close people that I hang out with as of recently, and you know, my buddy Dustin, you know, good dude, man. He's also equally as ambitious as me. He's probably a little bit more privileged than I was, you know, didn't have the hard upbringing, but we think very similarly. And you know, we watch UFC fights together, and my other buddy Nick, whom which is just a genuine person, also helped me along my journey, contributed to my company in the beginning. He gave me like I think 5 grand to start, man. And you know, I'm forever indebted in his gratitude, because it to me, like, friends like that are more genuine than anything, not because they give me money, but because they're selfless people. And you know, it seems like another thing that I've realized is with these genuine friends, it just seems like genuine people are usually not the ones that are in the limelight, if that makes sense. And I've always gravitated to people that were, you know, the misfits of the world, but who were genuine, because, you know, I guess they have no reason to be fake, or they have no reason to accept you because of, you know, what you're doing. You know, there are people like me, myself, that like I only want to hang around with people that are hungry, ambitious people, right? But I don't care if you're in the slums, you know, but and you're trying to crawl your way out of there. Like, that's respect, dude. Like, there's a lot of people that don't fuck with you out there because you do live in the slums, and or you do have a pretty crazy background, and they only accept you if you're living in a high rise in downtown Austin. I'm like, man, fuck those guys, dude. You know what I mean? Like, those aren't real people. Those aren't genuine people. And yet, you know what? They're ambitious and they're probably doing something fantastic with their lives. For me, I think there's more, you get more out of life than connecting with genuine, ambitious people who are in the dirt, because those people were more, they'll be more, they're more loyal as friends. They're more genuine as people in general. They don't fuck with the fake limelight shit. I mean, my whole life I've gravitated to people like that. And you know, they were, I don't know, I guess you would stereotypically brand them as nerdy, right? But that's not how I see them. I just see them as genuine people. Like, I've always grew up with the people that like loved Legend of Zelda because I love the Legend of Zelda, right? And stereotypically, people that love Legend of Zelda or World of Warcraft, which I didn't play World of Warcraft, but I didn't go that far into, you know, gaming, but I was a huge Legend of Zelda fan. And so we had like this small group of people that I knew that loved Legend of Zelda. And, you know, I gravitated towards those people, man. And like, you know, I've exposed myself to some influencers here, particularly where I live in Austin, and, you know, some other people that are doing well, young, ambitious entrepreneur types. And you know, maybe one out of like 20 of those dudes that I've met is genuine, right? And even that one person, it's still kind of like iffy, right? And I just thought to myself, I was like, you know, I couldn't call those guys out of the blue and say, hey, you know, so I, you know, I got this going on, I got that going on. They like, for them, time is money and respect, right? It's like, who the fuck are you? Get your shit together. Like, I live in a penthouse, you know, like I don't have time for your little bullshit. But you know, my other genuine friends, like the ones that are like, I guess, you know, you just call them not the mainstream guys, right? Just the cookie cutter average Joe types, like my friends, right? You know, they're successful people in their own realm, but I can call those guys, and they'd probably genuinely want to help. And you know, I feel bad because my buddy Nick, I missed his birthday because, you know, I'm still not, you know, balling out of control at this point. You know, I'm still trying to genuinely become financially stable, and you know, in this company. But dude, let me tell you something, man. Like, I'm so proud of myself because I've made a living from this company that I started. Like, yeah, I'm not making millions, I'm not making hundreds of thousands, but I've making a living. And the thing is, I guess the point of me making this was this podcast in particular. It's just a miscellaneous podcast, just to kind of This is what the climb journey is about, man. Like, I don't have to have any particular topic. This is not for anybody's viewing pleasure or listening pleasure. It's just for context, man. Like, I'm building something and I don't care how fast or slow I'm going. Like, literally, I'm the tortoise in a hare's costume. I'm enjoying every minute of this journey. Like, there's times where like my bank account is obese, and there's some times where my bank account is anorexic. I've always been that way financially. It's like I have a lot of money in my account, and then one day I don't have any money in my account. And I think to myself, I'm like, the reason it's like that is because I put myself back so far behind from not having direction and guidance that I've created debt. So I remember, when I get a lot of money, a lot of that goes to my debt that I paid, that I'm paying off, student loans and stuff like that, and other loans that I got along the way. And it's not that much. It's like probably about 80 grand at this point. But that, I mean, to me at this point, that's nothing. And you may be thinking, it's 80 grand. It's really not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, considering all the money that's out there. And so going back to the reason why I created this is because, I'm getting to a point where I'm just embracing everything about myself instead of running from it. I'm embracing waking up and, having, holes in my floor, and holes in my doors and rats and roaches all over the place and rat poop in my cereal and, a bunch of poor kids just playing around the neighborhood and growing up in poor, lower socioeconomic schools with great teachers, by the way. I'm very grateful for every single one of my teachers that I had in elementary and middle school and high school. I remember all their names, every single one of them, but I'm just grateful for everything, man. Instead of trying to run from it, it's like I'm embracing that because now, as I realize it, it's an advantage, man. Because there's so many people right now that are they're trying to be the hare, and they're constantly wearing a hare's costume, right? Now they're constantly just like, everyone's a tortoise. Everyone in life is born a tortoise. But there's some of us that put on the hare's costume and never take it off, and they disguise themselves as a hare. They want that fast life. They want that fast money. They want to continuously just get the bag, and they don't care about anything else except getting things right now. And I get that, man. But there's so much beauty in life because at the end of the fucking day, man, when you're buried 10 feet under, you can't take any of this shit with you. And I know I get it. Like, I hear people like influencers online. I won't name them. Maybe Bradley, right? He's always saying, whoa, you got to get your stuff right now. And look, that's his prerogative, dude. He's living the life. He has a fat mansion, a great wife, great family, all the money in the world. But I don't know if that dude's truly happy. He probably is. I don't know. He's had like several divorces, though, man. I mean, one could speculate. But I mean, he's living life as well. He's just living life at a higher level. I'm over here living life at the lowest level. But I know that one day I'll be there, or I'm going to perish in the process, right? That's kind of a more astute way of saying get rich or die trying. I'm gonna perish in the process. Perish the in the process, or I can't really replicate get rich or die trying, but it's maybe I'm trying to think of it. Perish in the process, man. I might make that something. Perish in the process. The climb journey. I'm just a tortoise in a hare's costume, man. When I need to move fast, I need to move fast. And recently, I made some changes in my life. I deleted social media, which has been, I don't know, I'm kind of indifferent about it because I still watch YouTube, but every time I watch YouTube, it's usually just either like numb, like stuff that I don't have to think about, or it's stuff that I have to really think about. I don't watch pointless shit. Like the pranks that I watch, they just make me laugh. And I think laughter is really important for sanity. But then on the other end of the spectrum, I'm watching, Alex Hormozi. I'm watching like marketing. I'm watching like sales. I'm watching like, I'm learning about my industry every single day, man. Every single day, that's all I'm doing is learning and laughing. Learning and laughing. I mean, or getting inspired. And I mean, it's just been the same theme my entire life. I know what I'm building. I know who I'm becoming. It's difficult. There's times where I still have anxiety attacks. Like the other day, man, I just woke up from a nap. My heart started going about 200 BPM. I had no idea why. And, breaking it down, it's kind of like I'm kind of used to having these anxiety attacks every now and then because it's kind of a sign to tell me, like, obviously something's chemically, I hate the word chemical, but there's an organic chemistry imbalance that exists in my gut because of something I ate, because my body's really sensitive. So I can't even take vitamins anymore, man. Because I mean, all I eat, I'm primarily keto or carnivore or whatever you want to call it. Don't drink beer, don't do any stuff, any drugs, never have. But so if I take something, my body will immediately let me know, like, hey, stop taking this, and I'll have an anxiety attack. And I drink coffee, I guess that's considered a drug, But anyway, yeah, just a lot of things have been coming to my mind. It's like I've been trying to run from who I truly am. Like I grew up like seeing a bunch of hard stuff, and I've always tried to be somebody that I wasn't. And I'm a refined gentleman now, I would say, but with some rough edges. And those rough edges have really, they really, the reason the rough edges or my past has really crept up on me is because I faked myself, I faked a specific persona for a long time, and people would, see me as this very nice and gentle person, in which I do have a gentle side, but not 100% of the time. I just let a lot of people run over me. I was a very agreeable person. So when I get into an agreeable world and I have those rough edges, like it's going to come out and it's going to throw people off because they're like, oh, I thought you were this super, super agreeable person. And now you just said the F word. It's like, I'm just being funny, right? But, it's kind of how I felt. It's just like, well, damn, dude, like, you just need to be yourself, man. Like be yourself. Like I'm refined now. Like I'm more intelligent now. Like I'm a lot further in life than I could have ever imagined, to be honest. But I do feel like I could be even further had I had direction. And it's not even a crutch. I'm not saying, oh, well, look at me. I didn't have anybody to tell me. And hell no. I'm just like, dude, let's go, baby. And this is why I'm not dating anybody either, man. It's like, I have people like family, like, how come you're not dating? I was like, what do you mean, how come I'm not dating? Because I don't have time for that, man. Like love is love. I love people. I'm in love. People love me right now. Like romantically, like if I want to, I think I'm, I from a, I guess from a, what's the word I'm looking for? From a, I guess, mainstream pretentious perspective, it's like, not pretentious, but I guess you could say like I'm a good looking dude. I take care of myself physically. I eat very, 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 very clean. I spend like $1,500 a month on groceries. Like I keep myself well groomed. I work out, I read, I have a company, like, it's not hard for me to be romantic, it's not, but I choose not to do that because it takes away from my dopamine receptors, right? Like I need to be interested in what I do. I need to be. Like there's too many of us out there that we go and we can't figure out why we're not where we are in life, but then you're watching Instagram stories or TikTok stories like 24/7. And you're like trying to figure out like, man, what's going on? Like why can't I or why ain't I where I want to be? And it's like, well, dude, just turn off the TikTok for a little bit. Stop chasing the girls for a little bit. And like, here's the thing, man. Some people can do that right now at young ages because, again, they either made right decisions or they had the support system necessary to contribute to their early success. You know, like AKA a rich kid, right? Rich kids, if you have an ambitious rich kid, dude, they'll be like 10 years ahead of you. I know a bunch of them. There's a lot of ambitious rich kids. I have nothing against them, dude. I can't knock somebody for having a privileged life. You know, all I can say is, hey, man, I'd love to work with you, or hey, I'd love to, you know, I'm the same kid. I was always a kid that was super ambitious growing up. You know, I'd buy little Ferraris and say, I wanna have a Ferrari one day. You know, and then I never had guidance my entire life. Like, and again, disclaimer, this is not a crutch, man. This is just me saying this is real. This is my real spiel. Like, I didn't have guidance. Nobody told me to go to school. Like, I remember in elementary, I'd get dropped off at school. I had homework. I'd come home. I'd set up my little homework table. I'd do homework, and then I'd watch cartoons. You know, and then my parents would get home at 6. I mean, that happened for years, man. Years. I'd go to school at 8 o'clock, get home at, 3, start doing my homework, and I would do my homework before I watched my shows, and there was nobody there. I was home by myself. Intrinsically, I always had this motivation. I don't know what it was, man. Maybe, you know, if we're in a simulation, my avatar was responsible. You know, my avatar was like, man, dude, I wish my little simulation character on Earth had a better environment, because this guy would be like super far in life. But you know, it's gonna be a nice little project. So if we're in a simulation right now, and yeah, I'm just being funny, but. My avatar, whoever's controlling me, is like, all right, we're finally getting somewhere. You know? And, you know, going back, you know, it's like these people that had like educated parents, they didn't let them get in debt, you know? They didn't let them go to college. They didn't get in debt. They didn't let them suffer financially. I had parents that put me in debt. They used my social security number and put me in $20,000 worth of debt, dude. Luckily, I had other family members that bailed me out of that stuff. But it was hard, because you're like, man, you know, I'm over here trying to make a better life for myself. I'm 20 years old. I'm trying to establish credit. I had a good credit, and all of a sudden I see like thousands of dollars worth of utility bills and car notes and credit cards in my name. And I'm like, who the heck is this? I have a 400 credit score and I'm trying to buy a car. And I find out that it was my own family, dude. And I won't oust them who it is, because I've already decided not to talk to my family that did that to me. And that's enough punishment for them, because I was the crown jewel growing up. You know, people always, you know, revolved around me. It was always like I was always the attention person, because I was funny too. You know, I was funny, but like, you know, I would make people laugh my whole life. I was like a little comedian. And I still want to do that, by the way. I still want to do stand up. But, you know, when I was 4 years old, they bought me a bike. We're at my grandma and grandpa's house, and it has training wheels on it. And I literally got pissed off as a kid. I was like, take the training wheels off. And they're like, no, you need them, Robert. And I was like, no, take them off. And I was throwing a fit. I remember this like it was yesterday, dude. Seriously. Feels like it was like 2 weeks ago or something. And it was a blue and green bike. And they took the training wheels off, and I have like little visions of it. But I remember, 4 years old, man. I still remember this. I told everybody to go inside because I was going to learn how to ride my bike. And I taught myself how to ride a bike without training wheels, using the fence. That was the theme for the rest of my life, right there. That was the theme for the rest of my life. That is incredible to me. That one moment defined who I was as a human being. I don't need anybody. I didn't need anybody, and I never did. But it doesn't mean I didn't need direction. I just didn't need anybody to motivate me to do something. See, that's the difference, man. having direction and having motivation is, I've always had the internal motivation and intrinsic motivation to succeed in life. I've always wanted to be rich. I always wanted to be one of those kids that had a beautiful house growing up. But I had no direction. I had nobody to tell me, don't do this or don't do this or don't say that or don't be like this or don't be like that. I had to learn that all on my own, man. And let me tell you, it put me behind financially for sure. But most importantly, it put me back mentally, physically, emotionally. It put me back so far behind. But on the other end of the spectrum, at the other end of the scale, my maturity was, I was always extremely mature. I always made good decisions. Like, I wasn't breaking the law. I mean, you had your exceptions to the rule, like petty little stuff here and there, but I would never steal or I would never like put anybody in harm's way. I was always very responsible. And, you know, being a person that never had direction but always had the ambition to do the right thing, that saved me. I don't know, man, from a young age. I mean, from doing my homework by myself when I was in elementary, after nobody told me to, and I was a straight A student, and then going to high school and like just really struggling, but also doing well in high school. And then in college, man, oh my God, I struggled so bad because I had no idea how to study. I would never read books. I thought reading books were a waste of time. I just couldn't do it. I had severe, severe, severe ADD. It was so bad, man. I couldn't sit there for longer than, I mean, but I forced myself to do it. I would force myself, and I even got on Adderall. I was prescribed Adderall, like to help me study. And instead of for studying, I would go and pursue other things that I was passionate about. I remember that's when I started beatboxing. I started beatboxing because I don't know, something happened in my brain. I just started making beats, and I remember thinking like, man, I'm gonna be a professional beatboxer. I'm gonna be a star. And yeah, man, it's interesting looking back on my life. Like, you know, though it was not, to most people, it was a boring, 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 boring life. To me, it was like, dude, riveting. Because I was this lost kid, insecure kid that was always like making up, embellishing on stuff, trying to escape who I used to be by telling people that I was somebody else and saying that I had this or I had this or I made this much money. But, you know, I was never really going out and partying. I was never really like a part of the crew. You know, the guys that would invite me out, I was always insecure around them, even though I was a good-looking dude. I never tried to be a part of the crew, right? Like, you know, a bunch of jocks and stuff. I never really wanted to be a part of those guys. And again, I couldn't be a part of those guys because in my mind, like, it was all measured by money. And I was always poor growing up. And a lot of the popular guys always had money. They always had money to go to trips. They always had money to, they had the nice cars, you know, they would go out to eat, you know, they would, and I was always the one that just had to go home and just, I had a girlfriend and, you know, I'd always go hang out with my friend's family because my friend's families, not only did they have nicer houses, but they did stuff. They'd go to the beach, you know, like my family never did anything because we never had money. We never did anything. We never went anywhere. We never went on trips. We never went to like theme parks. We never like took a family trip somewhere. We never, never, never did. We were just always at home, dude. Just always at home. The person that used to take me places was my grandpa. Thank God I had him. He would take me fishing like every weekend. But I mean, growing up in Corpus Christi, there was not much to do, right? But I mean, it would have been nice to go to theme parks and stuff like that. And I did go once or twice with my aunt. That's another person who would take me places. You know, my aunt, she would take me on trips because all I ever did was sit at home. I know she felt bad for me. Because, you know, my family back in Corpus didn't have anything. They would just work and go home and play video games and work, go home, play. I mean, every single day. And I did find a little escape from all that by playing sports and stuff, but anyway, the saga continues. I'm on my climb journey right now. I've come a long way in my life. I'm building a company from scratch that I'm really passionate about. Really, folks, the thing I could say is just fuck fake living, man. Like, there's people that are going to like you. There's people that are going to hate you, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much money you don't have. Just be yourself and be a good, genuine person. Read books, man. Read books, read books, read books. Learn, 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 learn. Learning is power. I don't care what you say. Learning is power. Keep challenging your brain. Because your brain can take you further than you can even imagine. I'm not just talking about school. I'm just talking about understanding business, understanding marketing, understanding sales, like all that type of stuff. If you're just real with yourself and you're just genuine, you'll go farther in life. This is Rob Tyson, the Climb Out of a Documentary Journey. See you next time.
I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.